Alrighty, so now class is in session, everybody, so if I can have your attention, just kidding. Before I begin, I feel it's very important that we start off with the word of prayer, and we acknowledge Christ here today, and I want to start off with the prayer, so if you can please bow your heads with me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Dear most and gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you now, God, and we just want to praise you and thank you, God, for everything that's going on today, Lord. Thank you for allowing us to wake up. Thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for having our loved ones, Father, and thank you for just providing for us throughout the weekend and being an all-powerful and merciful God to us, Lord. Even though we are unworthy and undeserving of it, Lord, you love us anyway and you forgive us, and there's nothing we can do to earn that, Father, so thank you for being so generous to us. I pray for the message here today, Father, that these words that I'm about to speak, that they be your words and not mine, Lord, and I pray that you open up each and everyone's hearts here today, that we can grow closer to you, Lord, and become united together. In your holy precious name I pray. Amen. So, I titled my sermon today, Stronger Together. One of the best feelings in life, for me personally, is knowing that someone has your back. Knowing that someone, that you can rely on somebody. Knowing that if you need somebody or you need something, that you can count on somebody. And I hope and I pray that you, each and every one of us here, have somebody like that. Whether it's your spouse, whether it's a friend, brother or sister. I hope that each and every one of us here has someone you can trust. For me, one of the persons that I trust the most with, you know, for me, would be my cousin Israel. And for me, what unites us together the most is just our constant drive to learn more about Christ, to learn more about the Scripture. He'll text me at 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, and ask me, "Hey, Rob, are you awake? What do you think about this?" And he'll write like 5 paragraphs, and then I'll try to like read it all, and then I'll write like WBC and write all together, and he'll be like, and then he'll call me, and then we'll try to talk it out, and then it's just funny to me that he's just so smart that like he'll ask me a question, and then he'll ask me again in a couple minutes to see if I say the same thing. And he'll be like, "Wait, you didn't just say that. You said something else." I'm like, "Dude, well, you asked me like 30 million questions, dude. Like, let me just, you know." But ultimately, like, he challenges me. And that's what unites us together, that bond that we have for one another, that unites us, is our drive to learn more about Jesus Christ, to learn more about him, to constantly grow, to constantly learn. And unity, whether it's in friendships, relationships, or marriage, we need to have one goal, one vision. What's your vision for that? What unites you guys together? What's your foundation? What is it that puts you guys together? Recently, last Saturday, some tragic events happened in Charlotte where there was a protest and things got very physical, and there were people, pretty much it was racism is what it was. And what the message that they were trying to say was, if you are not like us, if you do not believe like us, if you are not of the same color of us, like us, we will enforce physical harm to you. And what united those people together was hate. What unites this church together is the love that we have for Jesus Christ. That passion that we have for Jesus Christ to consistently learn, to consistently grow, to consistently try to strive to get better, to be better than I was last year, to be better than I was yesterday. What unites us together is the love that we have for Jesus Christ. I want to be able to feel today that during the week I can pick up the phone and I can call each and every one of you. See, I come to church every Saturday and I say hi to each and every one of you, but to be honest, I don't personally know each and every one of you the way that I should. I don't know what goes on in your daily lives. I don't know the struggles you guys endure. But what I hope unites us, what brings us together, what brings this church together, is that we're going to consistently grow and have that passion and love we have for Jesus Christ. And in 1 Corinthians 1:10, it says, "Now I plead with you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." There's a quote that I like that I heard that says that a kingdom that gets attacked and falls will rise again, but a kingdom that crumbles from within, it will never grow back up. It'll never get back up. And that is a quote from the Avengers. So, I mean, very powerful stuff. Very, I mean, that's That's hard right there. But it's true. If we don't have that same goal, if we don't have that same vision here today to consistently grow, then this church is going to fall apart. What teaches us, like, what, one thing I really enjoy at camp is just the bond that we have with one another. Like, I know that Levi came up here a couple weeks ago and talked about going to camp, and I do encourage everyone, if you can, it's an amazing experience that we grow together stronger. When you put your cell phones away and you put the technology away and it's just you and this other person, and it's nature, and you're able to marvel at God's creation, and you're able to just be intimate with someone on a mental, on an emotional level as well, and you get to hear about their life stories, that's what unites you guys. It's something strong and something powerful. And that's what I want ultimately here today in this church, to feel like you have someone you can trust, someone that you can rely on. If you turn with me to Ecclesiastes 4:9, chapter 4, starting with verse 9, it says, "Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for the labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up." I don't want anyone to feel today that they have no one they can trust. See, like I said, in any relationship or in any marriage or in any friendship, what is it that unites you guys together? What's that goal? What's that vision that you guys have? So I'll be honest with you guys. This is kind of tough to say, but I'm still learning, and I, you know what, okay, before I say anything, I guess, let me first say that I appreciate all, like, the advice that, like the married couples have, like, you know, you guys, I've spoken to some of you about relationships, about marriage, about things like that, and I'm not getting married, but I do appreciate the advice, because I don't, maybe because I'm not married, but I guess I can understand. Like, for me, I'm not in a relationship with anyone right now. But one thing that I've tried to learn through every relationship that I have had is to understand the other person, to understand what it is that she thinks. And one thing that I've learned is that I will never understand what she thinks, because women are just different. Like, they just think completely differently. I guess if I speak to more of the women about things after church, then, you know, you guys can maybe inform me or incite me and be like, this is what she really means, this is what she really thinks. And I would appreciate that, because I don't know it all. But that's one thing that I've tried to learn and try to understand. And in any relationship, we need to have a vision and a goal. You don't want to just do something just because. You want it to lead somewhere. You want it to go somewhere. I recently was watching a movie. Real quick, and I consider it, like, one of the best movies of all time, top three greatest, and it's called Remember the Titans. And in it, there's conflict between the blacks and the whites, and they have to come unite and they have to coincide together at this one school. And on the football team, you never heard of black and white players playing together, but they had to play together. And even what's even more rare is that at the time, it was an African-American coach, which was completely unheard of. But as they were heading to training camp and there was this hate going on, there's a scene in the movie, and I think it's, like, one of the most powerful scenes in the movie, where the coach is looking out, he's walking out, and he looks out and he sees the black players on one bus and he sees the white players on another bus. And he's thinking, he's like, well, the vision that I have is if we're gonna try to reach this goal, if we're going to try to ultimately get where we need to go, we need to put aside our differences and we need to come together as one, and we need to put away these things that maybe we have towards each other. Maybe you've done something to me or I've done something to you, but we put them away for a greater cause, for ultimately the vision that we have together. And so he gets all the players off the bus. He goes, I don't care if you're black, if you're white, if you're orange, black, green, orange, what you're going to do is I want you to sit with someone that you wouldn't normally sit with. And I want you to get to know this person. And I want you to know their likes and their dislikes. I want you to, because ultimately it's going to form that relationship. And that's what's going to unite us together, is this relationship, this vision, this goal that we have. We're going to go stronger together, because when we put aside our differences and we see the real goal, it's going to be ultimately to reach this championship. And I thought it was very powerful. And like I said, so I don't know, when I come to church and I hear you guys' prayers and I see, I don't know what everyone's going out, what everyone's life's about today. But when I look out today and I look in each and every one of your eyes and in your faces, I see a little bit of pain. I see a little bit of hurt. I see a little bit of sadness, a little bit of happiness, a little bit of joy, a little bit of anger, a little bit of stress. That's what I see when I look out and I see and I look into your eyes. And I wish I could just be like, have this conversation with each and every one of you. But what I figured is this, that I come to church and I want to have that relationship. I want to grow together. And so, like I said, I don't know everyone, and I know that everyone here doesn't know everyone personally. So what I would like to do, as Coach Boone put it, and remember the Titans, that's his name. But Coach Boone, I would like to everyone to stand up, like right now, guys.
Yes, Coach.
And I want you, and I want everybody, and I'm going to look out, and I'm going to be a little bit harsh, and I'm going to point you guys out if I see this. But I want everyone to go and speak and sit next to somebody that you don't normally speak with, that you don't know personally. And I want you to talk to this person. I want you to get to know them a little bit. But more importantly, ultimately than that, what I want for this exercise, I want prayer. I want to see that what unites you guys is prayer. What unites you guys is this passion that we have for Jesus Christ. As my brother Israel always puts it, he says, there has to be more to this. There has to be a goal. There has to be a vision. Why do I have a friendship with Levi? What's the ultimate goal? The ultimate goal is for us to see each other in the kingdom, but for us to consistently grow. And so what I want you to speak to someone you don't normally speak with, and I know who you guys speak to, and I want you to talk to them, know their likes, get to know them personally, and I want you to, at the end, I want you to pray with them. So, come on, guys. Break. ¿Cómo está, sister?
Oh, bien, hermano, ¿y usted?
Bien, bien, bien. ¿Cómo está usted? ¿Bien?
Bien, bien, gracias a Dios.
¿Sí? How was your week?
I had a good week, but I'm not here anymore.
No? What happened?
Well, we went to I'm okay with it. Because I know that she's resting in the Lord.
Mm-hmm. You'll be okay. Okay. You know I love you, okay?
I love you too, yes, yes, I love you.
Alrighty, everybody. So, I know, but this is good. This is good, I enjoy this. So, I hope that we can all be united together. I hope that you grew a little bit with the person that you spoke to today. I hope that you learned a little bit more about their lives today. But more importantly, I hope that you were able to grow a little bit more spiritually with them today. And I hope that you not only grew a friend today, but you can now go and call them your family. You can call them throughout the week and you can trust them. I hope that this is what united us together. And I hope that this is what's going to bring our church together. This is where we're a family. And what unites us is ultimately Jesus Christ and the love we have for one another. So, I want to thank you guys. And
thank you.
Thank you. And thank you and God bless.